Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's Regional Economic Development Organization is celebrating 30 years this year, and they've just announced their most recent five-year plan, which calls for not only supporting their current big industry companies, but also fostering innovation and entrepreneurship. David Ginn is president and CEO of the Charleston Regional Development Alliance, and we have him on the phone. David, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Congratulations on 30 years. Tell us who you are. Who is the CRDA?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. The Charleston Regional Development Alliance was originally formed 30 years ago to attract jobs to the Charleston region, to actually replace the jobs lost when the Navy base and Naval Shipyard were closed in the summer of 1993. So, you know, losing 22,000 jobs all at once created a lot of fear, which thankfully became a very powerful motivator to actually encourage all of us in this metro area to work more closely together.
All right. We're in a new era 30 years later, and there's a little bit of chaos entering the scene now. Tariffs, federal government layoffs. This five-year plan that you've recently announced, is it addressing any of these situations?
Thankfully, we've done every 5 years or so, our Regional Economic Development Alliance works with some kind of external expert to kind of guide us and help us determine our best course with all these kind of factors you just mentioned, and to try to remain as globally competitive for business and talent as we can. And I can say in the past years, we evolved in this market from recruiting simply more jobs to higher wage jobs, and then to building strong industry clusters. To address your specific question, in 2024, I guess early 24, we actually partnered with Ernst & Young's Economic Development Strategy Consulting Team, and try to imagine what the right focus to your question should be and would be for the next 5 to 10 years in the Charleston market. And after, I guess, around 9 months of input from lots of stakeholders and all that, our board recently adopted a new regional economic development strategy focused on creating an innovation-led economy. You know, entrepreneurship, research, technology, all to accelerate the prosperity for our market citizens.
Well, walk us through your action plan then for innovation and entrepreneurship.
The key to that is collaboration and alignment. To me, that's the power of regionalism. If you can align and collaborate as a community or a region in our case, you can accomplish amazing things. I think initially focusing on what innovation really is defined as for our region, and then expand innovation-focused talent pipelines, integrating those concepts and idea of entrepreneurship into our marketing and outreach efforts. So yeah, it's an exciting time. Our market has proved we can win in a lot of diverse areas, Mike. And now the next step is to focus on innovation throughout our community and really be very selective for the kind of companies and the kind of talent that are going to plus up our community to the next level.
And is this going to mean, I guess, a lot of direct marketing, going out in search of these companies, these entrepreneurs inside and, I guess, outside of the state?
Yeah, Mike, that's a great question. In terms of internal, I'd like to invite you and your listeners to keep an eye on CRDA's LinkedIn page and our website, which is crda.org, and interact with us. You know, we need and want to know how our community defines innovation, how our community wants to measure success. And it's going to be a collaborative effort going forward to really focus on quality over quantity as we move forward.
Well, David, as always, thanks for spending time with us today and sharing your insight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. Really enjoyed being with you.
David Ginn is president and CEO of the Charleston Regional Development Alliance. We will have a link to their webpage posted at our page so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.